that when you bite into leafy greens, you may also be getting a helping of banned pesticides? Well, in this week's Healthy Eats segment, Terry Podolak, upstate nutritionist, is here with us with the latest news on the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Hey, Terry, how are you today?
Hi, Linda. Good, thank you.
So, Terry, what do we mean when we say Dirty Dozen and Clean 15?
The Dirty Dozen is a list of the highest foods, a list of 12 foods that have the highest pesticide content that was looked at. These foods were analyzed.
By the group, what is the group, the Environmental Working Group, the EWG?
Yes, it's the nation's leading health and research advocacy organization that scientifically looks at our produce, again, to decrease our risk of pesticide exposure.
You know, I read somewhere that they literally rank the pesticide contamination on 48 popular fruits and vegetables, and that's based on an analysis of more than 28,000 samples that are tested by the USDA and the FDA. So obviously, they just came out with their newest updated 2013 Shopper's Guide.
Yes, and you can get that just by going to their website, the Environmental Working Group website.
We'll also have a link on our website, healthlinkonair.org. So as we go through talking more about this, if any listener wants to actually see what these 12 plus now, Dirty Dozen are, and the Clean 15. But tell me something. What are the kinds of issues around pesticides? Well, why is that a problem?
We really want to look for organic foods. And organic foods mean that they're not grown with any synthetic pesticides or fertilizers. Pesticides are a concern to our health because they are linked to causing disease, particularly cancer. The other thing with pesticides is when our fruits and vegetables have pesticides on them and the pesticides are in the soil, it actually decreases the biological activity or the good things in our soil that we need, that the plants need. So when the plants don't get the good material from the soil that they need, they are less nutritious. So,
yeah, I read somewhere that crops that are grown with fertilizer and some of these pesticides, they grow more quickly, but they have less time to accumulate the nutrients.
Exactly.
So they're not nutrient rich in
exactly.
the same way. And how about the fact that when fruits and vegetables have pesticides, I mean, fruits and vegetables do not have pesticides, they become in a way more vigorous because they have to defend themselves.
Yes, so it's like healthier. They have better immune systems in themselves. And then when we eat those foods, it's like a web of life, then we get the better nutrients or what they call as phytochemicals that help us build our immune system. So yes, our plants are much stronger when they're not grown with pesticides.
So very quickly, I know we're not going to run through the whole thing. What are some of the Dirty Dozen and what are some of the Clean 15?
A few of the Dirty Dozen are apples, celery, cherry tomatoes, and a few of the Clean 15 are those that may have the skin on them, like sweet corn, melons, avocados, things that you need to peel.
Right. Okay. So those obviously, so those peels kind of are some kind of a barrier then, I guess, to the pesticides. But with
exactly.
apples, clearly you've got a thick skin, but it maybe even allows it to be held in there and,
yes,
and
yes.
stay
and you
as part of the flesh.
You can wash. It does wash some of the pesticide residue, but there's still maybe a little bit. So wash well. And if you can't afford these organic foods, it's still much more important, though, to eat your fruits and vegetables versus processed foods.
Yeah, and maybe get to the local farmers markets this time of year.
Exactly, or grow your own. And please ask.
You mean ask if you were at a farmers market if it's been grown with pesticides.
Right.
Thanks, Terry.